Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, honey. Listen, honey, it is throwing up Thursday, baby. Do you hear me? What I say is June the 30th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, got to push up to my home team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this is a special musical showcase salute for Sadie Miller, The Last Element, and INL. Honey. Listen, before I get into that, I want y'all to get into this. I want y'all to do just a little bit of your favor while you're on Facebooker. Just use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it, honey. Listen, it's super bad evening. I got some hot stuff for you. But first, I got to let you know this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. I want y'all to check this out right here. It is G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is a Gumba Gold. We also have one infused with natural coconut, which is a Gumba Silver Baby. And Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of a Gumba Rum. Listen, y'all, he getting his sip on this whole weekend, y'all. I got some information I'm going to give to y'all a little bit later. Got a sip and serve going on if you are in the state of Massachusetts. So listen, it's a sip and serve going on in Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Florida. I'm going to give you the address. So if you are in Massachusetts, baby, you can get your sip and your serve on this weekend. Listen, I got some hot music to throw down on you by Highside. I've been wanting to play this song. I hadn't got a chance to. But listen, y'all, this is Hap here. This is my baby, y'all. Listen. Just in case if you did or did not know, I want to let you know that I do promote different artists that really, really do have really awesome talent. So Hot Side is Hot Baby. This particular song is Happier, which is featuring Mr. Go Baby, and he is performing in July. So I'll give you that information as well. He will be performing live in July. I'll give you that information. But right now, it is time to get our groove on, baby. And after this is going to be Sadie Miller. This one is Happier.
Baby. All right.
Let's go to the high side.
Hey. Oh, baby girl, you know you got a game. Oh, we're going down tonight. She wanna ride.
Come on.
But don't rock the boat. I wanna take you to a place where blue sets up. So she wanna roll. Can you hold the flow? While you're fear being, baby, what you need, I got a double dose. She wanna go. Woo. Down the country road. Where the music keep playing and moonshine make you lose control. She wanna know. If I'ma please her, baby. I'm from the top of the south. I'll show you how we love the lady. Look at here now. All this southern country love and I want you to be. Turn the point, a little rock like Lindy Whip.
watch yourself. The southern man will make you fall quick. Good, now look at that cooler full of crawfish. Go get your bed, I know you're hungry, you ain't need none. She said, now I'm full, I'm out just trying to shake, shake, happier. Get a little situation, losing, rap for real. You ain't gotta leave, you can take a nap here. Yeah, Mr. Good, they call me Michael, baby, mama calling, I'ma be back there. The way you're tricking, girl, you gon' go viral. She said, listen there, Michael, you happen to see me or you came with a rifle. Cause you blessed like a man of the Bible. Did you cut that Danny Brown on? Papa got a brand new bag. Turn it up, play it loud, homie. Play it, Mr. Coin. High five. Half here. Shake that ass over the mic.
All this southern country love and I want you to be.
Baby by Hi-Fi. Listen, that is a jam, 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 baby. Listen, I got some more hot business going down for you on tonight. I got some Last Element, the Last Element. Did y'all hear what I say? The Last Element. This one is, now they call this one Safe, y'all. Y'all check this out, Safe. Safe.
Breathe in, breathe out. No matter now, there's nothing I can't be found. Yeah, I thought that I could turn this around, turning this whole world upside down. Every day I put on the same thing, every day I'm playing the same thing, just to make them fade away to me. Maybe I feel safe, baby, I feel.
You're not around, yeah, you're letting me down. Enough, baby, you won't
right, all right. That is safe, safe, safe from Last Element. Now, listen, y'all wants to stick around because I got a hot young lady that's coming up. She is super bad, honey, and she know how to step to the mic and she know how to let it flow, baby. That's Sadie Miller. Sadie Miller. But up right now, it's going to be INL. This is a go, a glow. INL, baby.
Situation is just using my gift, doing something different, using it to grip. The definition is don't make a diff. How you feel about kids? Rather take a trip, choose where you live. Whether poor or rich, you still gotta get it. Only if you with it, move the needle forward, so you can blow up. Gonna get your door, gonna get your glow up. Red carpet soda, all the cameras lit up. Wait for you to show up. Cheers to your poor. Nice situation change. You ain't doing nothing strange for a piece of change. Made your own lane, now you a boss, doing your own thing. Got your own plane, now let the beat bang.
Hey, that is the artist, INL, and I do have some more fantastic swag music from this artist. Let me give you a little backstory. Professionally known as INL, he is a multi-genre music producer and beat maker. His original sound comes from his cross blend of cultures. He's originally from Miami, Florida, and half his family is from Nassau, Bahamas, and so his other half is from Miami, as he explained. So many of his tracks have an island flavor, you know, and so now he lives outside of Atlanta, Georgia, a hotbed for trap music, southern hip-hop, and progressive R&B. And I got some more music that's coming down the pipes from INL. Now, y'all check this out. This sister getting ready to step to the mic. Are y'all ready for this? This is Sadie Miller. She is hot, bad, and dangerous. I'm telling you, she got a flow like nobody else's business. You're going to love what you hear from this sister. She got it going on. And let me tell you this. She is a young lady, 20 years old, singer, songwriter, producer, and musician. She's an independent artist right outside of L.A., y'all. And she's doing her thing. She's making incredible pop music, R&B sound, soul sound music. And you're going to understand what I'm talking about in just 1 minute. She's dropped a single that's called A Dangerous, A Dangerous, Dangerous. And rightly titled so because the song is hot, baby. You're going to love it. Y'all check this out. Dangerous.
You intoxicate me with the ways I know your bad news. But why do I spend most of my nights reminiscing on your bullshit? Lately I've been feeling like you didn't care enough. Maybe that's just why I care too much. So what do I try to convince myself there's no one else for me but you and all your stupid lies that were good enough for me, baby? I know I want you back, I know you want me too. It's dangerous, but that's the fun in loving you. We both know our hearts can't stay apart in this lifetime, but we know we held on way too tight. You were my lifeline, baby. Why does it haunt me? Lying to myself cause we both know you're addicting. Break my heart again, come over just to fix it. I know I want you back, I know you want me too. It's dangerous, but that's the fun in loving you.
Mama, woo, y'all listen. That is Sadie Miller. Y'all know something. Now I'm telling y'all, that young lady is going somewhere with her music. It is super dope. It is straight dope. Let me tell you something. That song Dangerous. I would listen. I say, oh my God. You know the lyrics and what she's saying. It's true. It's true. So listen, y'all know Mama always got life lessons. So some of y'all might not be honest enough to admit to yourself that sometimes you get into relationships and you meet people and it's kind of dangerous. You're kind of addicted to one another. If you ain't never had that experience, you know, what can I say? But I've had that experience where it was just addictive, you know. And like she's saying, it was dangerous. And what, I'm going to tell y'all something. Me and this young guy, we had a thing like that. And we were just kind of addicted to one another for a long time. And it was kind of dangerous, you know, because it just was just too much. You know what I mean? The attraction was just way, way over the top. It was just wild. You know what I mean? And so, now listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. He said, well, maybe we have to cut this thing off. We're going to have to cut this off. You know what I mean? He said, well, at the end of the summer, we're going to cut it off. I said, okay. I'm just that kind of person. I'm just that kind of person. I said, okay, we'll cut it off. We'll let it ride. Listen, we were working at the same spot. So listen, it was an office romance kind of thing. So that's why it was kind of dangerous. I leave that part out. So he said, we're going to cut this off in summertime. Me and my girlfriend, my best girl, my bestie, she knew about it. She was always with us, hanging with us, and she was like, y'all just too much. You know, y'all energy is just way over the top. So listen, he said, we're going to cut it off. So listen, the summer starting and coming to an end. I said, oh, Lord. Now listen, I had felt totally, totally all over heels in love with this man. Fell in love with him. Mm-hmm. It was just way too strong. So listen, listen. It came time to cut it down, cut it off, and shut it down. I know y'all probably saying, well, who would make an agreement like that on their feelings? But listen, this way back when, y'all, way back when you're young, you kind of do stuff like that. At least I did stuff like that. So listen, it was time to shut it down. I said, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, it's time to shut it down. And I had a hard time shutting my feelings. You know, you just can't cut your feelings off like that. So listen, this is what happened. Came time to shut it down. I'm going to play the next song, and I'm going to tell you about Sadie Miller. It came time to shut it down. I ain't want to shut it down. I said, listen here. Listen, dude. I said, listen, Rick. I ain't ready to shut this down. Let's keep it going. He's like, no, I told you we got to shut this down. You know, we can't keep rolling like that up in here. So listen, we shut it down. After a couple of weeks, he started talking to somebody else in the office. Now, y'all see where this is going. He started talking to somebody else and started kind of, you know, doing the same thing that he's doing with me. Listen, 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 listen. So what ended up happening, he got with this other chick, and he started going out to love to her every day, every day. I'm like, So we had a few conversations. We had some words. And then he ended up cutting it off for her. He cut it right off for her. And then he wanted to move in with me. He wanted to move in. I said, no, my bestie, my girlfriend, she came to me. She said, listen, Rick wants to know if he can move in with you. I'm like, what? No, I said, no, that's too strong. So I said, no, he can't move in, can't do that. And that really shut the whole thing down. Just like that, my feelings just said, poof, pow, I'm out of here. When he said he wanted to move in, bang, bang, shut it down and cut it off. And he told nobody else up in that workplace. It was over. It was dead. Like Fred is dead. It was dead, baby. He went his way. I went my way. We didn't run into each other no more. So listen, when she talking about dangerous, something being dangerous, I understand dangerous. I understand them kind of things. So listen, got to keep it moving with Miss Sadie Miller. She is hot. Got another one about her. Now listen, I'm going to say this too about her. She reminds me of Andrea Day. And I'm going to play the song too, Rise Up. Listen, this young lady is hot. Hot. She know how to step to the mic. She doing her own thing. She's an independent artist, and she got it going on, honey. Listen, this one is Friends. Y'all, check this out. Check it out. Check.
You lose control on the weekends. Said I better not kiss somebody. But why do you care if you're just a friend? We tried to be friends. Didn't work out. Too much history to let. Way too young to be this stressed out. But it's cause we talk too much. And friends like us don't touch. It's beautiful but it's brutal. Friends don't do what we do. But we're just friends. Said I better call if I need ya. But why would I need ya if you're just a friend? We tried to be friends, didn't work out. Too much history to let down. Way too young to be this stressed out. But it's cause we talk too much. And friends like us don't.
Man, yeah, y'all hear the lyrics, y'all hear the words, y'all know what I'm talking about. The name of that song was Friends. Now, just in case y'all don't understand what she's putting down, she's saying friends don't do what we do. Y'all done been there. Y'all stop being, you know, fake. Be real with yourself. Be real with yourself. Y'all know you done had them kind of friendships where it kind of crossed the line. You got a friendship, relationship kind of thing going on, but it's just too much to kind of stress you out. Now, listen, y'all. Y'all know I tell a lot of life lessons. I told you I'm a certified life coach. So listen, I'm just being transparent and explaining y'all some of the things that I've witnessed and experienced when it comes to relationships. I can understand what she's saying, and this on friends. I had one of them. We had one of them. This guy was friends with the family. He liked me, and I sure liked him. He was fine as all get out. He was almost like a little prince. He looked like Prince, y'all. California, he kind of looked like Prince. He was just fly, super fly. He had a whole lot of swag. He was just gorgeous, you know, clean cut, well put together, well dressed, smelling good, just like that. So listen, but he was too close to his family. And him and my brother was, you know, just good friends, best. And so we had a rule in our house. Let me make this real quick. We had a rule in our house when I was growing up. I don't date my brother's friends, and my brother don't date my friends. That was rude. And so I was crossing the line because this person was best friends with one of my brothers. And so it wasn't going to work. So we knew that. And he was like, well, maybe we could keep it a secret. I'm like, okay, we tried to keep it a secret. I guess y'all say I was going for everything. But listen, you know, when something is mutual, it's just mutual. You know, I'm the kind of person, I don't have my feelings. I'm just like, yeah, well, let me explain this to you. And so anyway, he was like, well, maybe we could just keep it, you know, undercover on the wraps. We just don't really tell nobody that we're seeing one another. Because we was friends. He was always over the house. And so it was just like that. So one night, I'm going to make this real short. One night, he comes back. We was always going out, me and my cousins, and he would be with us, just hanging out, chilling. You know, we was dating on the down low, nobody really knew. But one night, now this is the honest God truth, he came to the house. Now he knew he wasn't supposed to come. He came late at night. He knew he was not supposed to come to the house because we had an understanding. But he did, and I let him in. It was like 11 o'clock at night. We sitting on the couch talking. My brother gets up from the back, and he comes and just to see what was happening. And he looks, and he sees his friend with me. My brother lost his mind that night. He said, oh, my brother lost. He lost his livid mind. Y'all know what he did? He went to the kitchen, got a butcher knife, came up to where we were sitting, picked that man up, opened the front door. He didn't cut him. He wanted to cut him. He threw him down the stairs. And that was the end of that. And after the next day, he came over, and we was walking down. He said, no, I can't. I just can't. He said, your brother lost his mind. So that was the end of that. True story. I can't make up nothing like that. That was the end of that. Never seen that man again. That was the end. Because my brother lost his mind. And I tell you, that was the end. That was it. Now, listen, I got some more music to put down on y'all. This is by INL. Now, listen. I played something from INL. It was Go Glow Up. This one is Nice to Meet You, okay? Nice to Meet You. Woo! After Sadie Miller, we need something that's nice to meet you. Now, listen, I want y'all to check this out. This is real smooth. Got a nice flavor to it. I want y'all to just chill, relax. Go ahead and get your gum and rum and just relax. This one is Nice to Meet You. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready like Freddy. Get ready like Freddy. Freddy, 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 Freddy. And also, I do have a word from my sponsor. I need y'all to check this out from Wise Mortgage. Check this out, y'all. And then it's going to be Nice to Meet You.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, now that is Wise Mortgage. Leave your family a deed and not debt. Don't leave them D-E-B-T. Don't do that. Now listen, see, what's bound to happen, if you leave your family some debt, they liable to come back and haunt your ass. You know what I mean? They liable to come back and haunt you. You know what I mean? But anyway, let me move on. I got some from INL. Check this out. Nice to meet you.
Investment.
All right, all right, all right. That is Nice to Meet You by the artist I-N-L. Up next, I got one more from this particular artist. Now, listen, that was a nice, smooth flow. Y'all check this out. This is First and a Down. All right. That was First and Down. Listen, I do have a word from my sponsor. This is ELR Shop. Listen, y'all, they was on today. I am telling y'all, they are dynamite. I want to encourage everybody to visit their shop on Etsy. You will be doing yourself a good deed when you visit their shop. Listen, they have inspirational things. They have scriptures. I mean, they have some really great coloring books for the young people. It is phenomenal. Y'all take a listen to this. This is ELR Shop. Check it out.
ELR Shop makes it fun to shop for everyone without worrying about age. They sell educational and inspirational digital products, from custom design coloring books to affirmation cards.
Yes, that is ELR. And I want to say once again, I'm going to be talking about this shop from now on. Because listen, you guys, they are taking the proceeds from the business and they're putting it into their ministry. They are evangelists. They are doctors. They have their PhD. And so I salute them. They are spectacular. Two sisters, I am telling you. Listen. It is a digital print shop, so listen, when you go in the shop, everyone is familiar with Etsy, ETSY.com, and then you'll search ELR Shop. They are phenomenal. I could talk all night about their shop because it is just amazing, amazing. It's well put together. It's well organized. The color is so vibrant and wonderful. And listen, they use the funds to help the community, different individuals that's in need. And, you know, that's a good thing. When you're helping individuals, it is spectacular and it is wonderful. It makes you feel good and you're doing something to help the other person. So, it, you know, I can't say enough great things about what they are doing. And also, they do help individuals internationally, I believe she said internationally. And so they are going to be servicing different individuals on an international level and basis. And so you guys, you know, do one good thing. I want to challenge you to buy one thing from their shop. And listen, it is affordable. Everything on their shop is really affordable. You're not going to break the bank. You can get some really great things, $5, and it's a digital print. You can just print it right at home. It is wonderful. And you guys, I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast on today. Woo, Lord, now, knee, what's the matter with you? My knee is acting all crazy up in here. Listen, y'all make my engineer booth bigger. I think that's what the problem is. Y'all know what? I'm going to have to get Steve on this right here because I can't be crapped up like this. I'm going to have to really tell him what's up. Yeah, I'm going to have to tell him something. My knee popping and hurting. My knees don't never hurt. So I'm going to have to get Steve on the case, Steve Gum. Yep, I'm going to be calling him on tonight. Now, listen, y'all, it's been a stone cold blast. I got to get on up out of here because I am fresh out of time for today, but I will be back on tomorrow. Listen, in the words of Don Cornelius, and if y'all don't know Don Cornelius, he's the man from Soul Train. Peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce, fierce, she's fierce, 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 she.